familiar about the Torah of Nayana? Tanabana, yeah? Yachal Yehei Ka Torah Chabez and Bez. Yachal Yehei Ka Torah Chabez and Yayna Ksherim Hamalayim and Minna Torah Lekal Torah Min B'nei Yayna Lekal B'nei Yayna Prad L'tchilas Hatsiyov Shebezeh Bezeh Nishni Nishnev. It's starting to the feathers starting to be to get that golden color, then it's too old for Bnei Yayna, too young for a pigeon. Shepasal, oh. Namesai. Any Rashi? That's before, eh? Namesai atarim sherim, mishi yazhivu. Namesai ben Bnei Yayna psulin, mishi yazhivu. Says Rashi. Mishia yazhivu. Shehe kanfe gufan gudolim vadaimim umazhivim kizav. When they mamish get, you know, tziv is like when it's getting a little yellow. Yeah? And when it's already mamish golden, then that's the time for terim. Mishia tzivu shehizchilu litzav. Emes amin meyoni ksherim. Fine. Now, Tani Yaakov Karcha, Mehemesai ben Ayayin Kesherim, Mishayalalu. What does Shayalalu mean? Who Tani Lahu Amrla? Efreichav Yaalalu Dam. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Mehemesai ben Ayayin Kesherim, the Yem Shinoldu Mu'usimhe. Mehemesai Kesherim, Mishayalalu. Kefarsh Kamei. Utani la shayna haya hamishna ipi rabbi mishe yalalu. Vaimer la mafarish haya hamishna midaita the mishe yalalu loshin efreichav yalalu dam. Mishe halem dam matzoi bivsaram chishamit gad faminayu osim minei dama. Or another advice, chishamit gad faminayu osim dama, meaning. If you pull off the feather, yeah, or the wing, then it'll bleed. So in other words, there's enough blood. That's the earliest when it's where a Bnei Yayna is kosher. Okay, by Rabbi Zeira, Haimer Hare Alai Oyla Minatayrim Oyim Minayayna. The guy's been calling himself an Oyla. He left it open. You can either bring it from pigeon or from a dove. Maybe Tchilas Hatziyuv. And he bought it exactly what's Nishtahin Nishtaher. Yeah? But, that's, I mean, you can bring either one. So, in other words, okay. So in other words, says Rashi, so therefore, Yotzei the Nidra is Rashi Eloi. How does not Tchilas Hatziyuv possible Mishneim? Mishum Sveiko, Shem Gedolim, Shem Ktanim, Hilchoch Anoy the Tyrim. Layatza shemagdalim hay. Another bnei yayina layatza shemagdalim hay. So the gemara knows basically the shaila is this that we say that tzihuv is nishtihin nishtaher. Is that misafik? In other words, we're not sure. Is it still young or is it old? So for a tar, for a pigeon, it's not good. Maybe it's young. For a dove, it's not good. Maybe it's too old. But over here, he's got all his options open. He was menada both, either one. So Melahil Charmanavshach, he brought a golden pigeon and a golden dove. So Manavshach Chayuz Yaitzer. That's a shaila. Or no, it's bats and puzzle. Yeah. Shem Gedol. Oh, Avodeshon Beizish Yaitzer. Maybe Shem Gedol Yatzu Manavshach. Im Gedol Mi Yatzu Mishum Dader. Im Gedol Mi Yatzu. Yatsa Mishim Reyayin. Haidilma says the Gemara. Bar Yahava, Blenapik, Nishni Nishtar, Be'etzim. Legadarlim, Ninu, Legatanim, Hava, Ela Bar Yahalma, the Yatsa Machakatanim, Machakatanim, it's a third age. It's an age of Nish, Nakatanim, Nakatanim, Mela, the Marashak is not Yaitza. Not Marashak is Yaitza, Marashak is not Yaitza. Amrav Tashima, Prat, Latkhilas Hatsil, Shebezet, Shebezet, Shepostle, look behind the Brysa. Yeah, Mishlam Ber, you have a... There was a pasuk told me that, right? Right? Min atayrin, right? Min b'nei yayna. Where drasha, min, only some, not all. Says the Gemara, yeah, Mishlam Ber, you have a shaper. Il yamid sveika have a... It's a chrol, mute sveika. Well, if it's... It says Rashi. Toshima, Mitzichol Mute, Yam Bishlama, Ashmir and Krah, the Berry Ninu, Afila Hechid Lekla Mechash, Lesveka, Gagoin, the Boy Didan, the Psili, Shap Asa Krah. See, if the Pasuk is telling me that Sihuv is Nishtei Nishtaher, Bevadai, and Melan Nafkamin is, if a guy said either one, he's not Yaitza. Eliam it's faking inu, crawl lipus linu, elhech the machayev tyrin behedya. I've been at yarn behedya, but not when you did both. It's a call mute lemute. Miyak is fake kamikuchabrichu. Ipshit the loch, the gdailam ninu. I sin him a tyrin. Ipshit the loch, the tanim ninu. I sin him a yayna. So in other words, Machimon lepshit the lon. Ha, loyha, loyha. Mech tesig a dite and lachshirinu. So we don't know. So right, so the kids is no point. And Hakashbaruch knows if it's a suffix, right? Hakashbaruch knows, right? Hakashbaruch knows. So what are you telling me that? How's the Torah being made? Why is the Torah being made? Because you don't know. Hakashbaruch is not going to be made. So the taste over here is a bigger riches. He asked from by Sir Vada, he was here Suffolk, right? By the Kofetz Achman Amnuyin, the famous the Gemara by Suffolk Kodma Beheres Seyalovan. The Gemara learns in the Darshan of Pasuk. You're not sure. If it was, what came first, the Seilavan or the Beheres by Tzras? The test has a Megarichas or Shas, when we say with this faker. No, I'm thinking, Grata, maybe these two kashtays asks, the pasuk, the Torah is telling, see if it's either this or that, we don't know, right? The pasuk is not going to be made. I mean, inside the Torah, it's either this or that. Either it's young or it's old, right? So you need a pasuk to made. We have a suffix. But, so, we have a suffix what it is. The Torah is not going to marry that. In the case of Kovach Menuyin, the Torah is telling you what to do in a suffix of Metzias. Well, the case of Beharis and that, yeah, it's a suffix of Metzias. Right? So, Funkish Baruch Hu knows what happened, right? It's not a Geya. Because there's a Metzias of a suffix. Something happened to make a suffix. It's not halacha. Is it this or that? By us, the child is what is it? Yeah. Okay. So it's either this or that. You don't know. Kesbaruch is not gonna be made a suffix. Kesbaruch does know. That's him. It's known. You should know. You just don't. But by the case of the kofetz echem and amnuyin, something happened. There's no way he's supposed to know. So Torah tells you what to do in a suffix. But it's Seir Lavan, you know, the Negev came, and you don't know. So Torah is telling you what to do. But here it's an objective suffix. So there we say the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have that suffix. I think that could be different. Anyway, that'd be the first Kadosh Tesser. Okay, Agapanim, Lagmar Vaiter. Oh, so therefore, so the pasuk does not make sense to ma'it a suffix. Okay, so therefore, either you have to say, Chara is a barrier. Says the Gemara, you're right. That's what I'll tell you, it's really a suffix. And may the man of Shach, you'll be Yitzhak. Kitzachra, Mute, Nirva, the Nevad. Sound that Hamina. Haluk Siv. Kimashchosam bam behem mum bam. B'tan ve'ev Yishmal. Kamakum shenemar hashchosa eine ella dvar erva v'vezel chavim. Okay. Dvar erva nechsev ki hishchis kabasar is dark el aretz. By the mabel. V'vezel chavim ksev pen tashchisun v'asisim lechem pesakol. In v'schana. Yeah. So Rav Azar says Loshan Hashchasa. So maybe when it says over here, Ki Mashchasam Behem Mum Mum Bam, it's talking about Avad Zara and Arise and Nerva. Yeah? And Neva Venerva. Yeah? Akosha Mum Paisal Bai. Var erva v'zchon paisel. In the heck, in the same pasuk, it says hashchasa. That's pasul and mum, right? So it's a heckage. Wherever mum pasels, hashchasa pasels, right? Tameila. Mameila. What do we say? By birds. There's no din of Zachar by a bird, and there's no din of Tamus. I can't have a mum. Amad Varer Bavizchav Nami Loi lives Sabahu Kamash Malan. Now what? And it says, min ha-tayru, min b'nayayin is karm lafuke, nirva v'neva. It says Rashi, l'muti nirva v'neva. Afagab, netana ketani prat l'tchilas ha-tzihur. Asmach t'balmu, l'oylem psulayu, mishum sveika. Okay? Reveya leka, why we're mayin only nirva, not reveya. Reveya leka b'ayifis. There's no oif that's revet. Menirva shay. Hayuk siv gabe karbonis. Kimashchasam ba hem mum ba. La yirtzu lachem. The ben hashchasa ben mum poislim behem. Tanur vishmal. That wherever it says hashchasa it's a dvar erva. Revet venirva says Rashi. Advar is revet venirva. Avayz chavim nevad. Never. Sheshnachavel behem toif. The guy, or a Jew, was Meshnachavel, his behema. It's never. Hishchabas, but Darmabel ksiv. Darmabel, be'erva kilkaluk, and the ksiv, echolam noshim, shayniskokim, lenashay, re'ayin. Uchol behema v'chaya. So the Darmabel, there's ashchasin in Arias, Aleph Eshes Ish. And also, Rashi adds, "Uchol behema v'chaya." Uchol behema v'chaya. We're going to make a shrab of that, because that's in the pasuk that Rashi brings down. Yeah, it's talking about that was by the end of Parash Noach, right? But by you b'nei Elohim. Even Eshezish. So Rashi doesn't really tell me where we know Behema B'chaya. So Mitzvah Shatz quotes a Medrash Rabbah which I didn't look up. So I guess there's a drash over there that they were niskakim lebehemus in Dharamabal. The behema, this is important Rashi. Very important Rashi. Ksiv tamim zachar. I will oiv like sebe. Loi tamim le zach hilkach. Lepasli bu mumi. Rashi says, lepasli bu mumin ktanim. Tigoin. Dugin Shabayin, okay, which means there's a split in the eyelid, okay. Oh, one second. So Rashi says Mumun Ketana. El mum gedaylim, kagoyim chaser eber. So even though we say that there's no tamas v'zachrus by oif, but mchaser eber, if it's missing a leg, then we say there is a problem. And Rashi says because hakravein al fechasecha, because that's gross. It's not if it's missing an eber. Oh, but the shaila is though, if you Rashi, what about if you have a lefchayr if you Rashi, let's have a mum gadol, that's not mechusar eiver. In other words, that the Gemara says, that mechusar eiver is possible even by a guy. Yeah? Even by a bird. Question is, though, is it dafka mechusar eiver? Or any mum that's not a small mum? Because Rashi gives an example of a mum. Yeah? Dukin shabayin. Yeah? It's got a cut in its eyelid. Okay, big deal. Right? What about if it's got a huge gash? You know, his back is cut open, chesvas, but not in a way they made a treifa, yeah, yeah. So chayra, Rashi, that'll be a mum, especially when Rashi says that kaveh nol fechasecha, that you bring in the karma has to be nice. So that chayra comes out of Rashi as a chiddush, yeah. So, but. Oh, so that's this Rashi. The Rambam, yeah, in, one second, it's Surah Mizbeach. Gimel Aleph. Oh, one second. The Medag in Rambam, that's dafka mum, not like Rashi. You know, from Rashi, it's mabur, a mum gadol, even by having my knife. Not only mchusar eiver. Rambam says, ain mum and paisin baif, mchain echa zoch bechakeva baif, shalanem mem tamas zocher el behem lovat. Medor mum tanim av baif, shayavish gapoi, if his wing dried up, Einismus einoy, einikta ragloy, osul gai mizbech, ein makrivin, chaser klal. Okay? Yeah? Ram gave examples of yavish gapoy, or nismus einoy, he's blind, or nikta ragloy. Ram says, why should ein makrivin chaser klal? The chayis mash rama, not because it was. You could have said these mumin are big mumin. Right? If it's missing a leg, or its wing is dried up, etc., it's a big mum. So then the Ramagara started off like Rashi, medva mumum tanim. Aval, but still though, what has Ramam Ferois, the Tzadik of the Karnaira, he says, Sheim akrivin chaser klal. Okay, so there the Rambam seems to be stressing the fact that it's chaser and not just that it's a big mum. Oh, so Rashi learns it out from Hakavei Nol Fechasecha. Taisa says, "Mchusar Eiver." The Bam Taisa is Tama. Not Bam. The Taisa Tamas. Mchusar Eiver. The Pasul Ba'if Nafkalam Lichsev Minayif Vlekolayif. Not like Rashi. It says, "Akvein Al Fachasecha." I'm just thinking about it. That Rashi's Tosa holds Nafka a mum cotton. Yeah, but a mum gadol. Yeah. Rashi says, because Rashi learns out from Kfer Nol Fechasecha, means it's not nice. Yeah? Yirtze, Pasuk, Kfer, right? What's it? Sorry. Yeah? Look, the Pasuk in Malachi. Yeah? He says, Sagishun evil lizvayach, Chagim v'vsech l'chayla, Kfer Nol Fechasecha, Yirtzecha, if you're gonna bring the Kadosh Baruch Hu an Iver Peseach, right? So is Hashem gonna, is that gonna find favor? You know, you're bringing something which is not right. So it could be maybe Rashi Tosa, he learned out from there. It's the man, even if it's not Mechusar Iver, but if it's a very big mum and it's nicker, and that's a mum, then it's already a problem. Like very enough. So maybe that's why he holds that even if it's Yunus Nam Chazer Eber. Today's guy has an interest in Kasha, that Lumli Kra, when he passed Chazer Eber, Harem Chazer Eber is even possible for Ben Noach. The halacha is Ben Noach is allowed to bring a Baal Mum. That was the whole thing with at Churban, the Kamsa Bar Kamsa, and he got mad and he went to the Romans and he said the Jews are rebelling, and he said, yeah, how you know? You should go I'll bring a carbon for you, and they're not gonna take it. And he split the lip. Right, the whole story there. So they couldn't tell the goyim that it's a mum. Why? Because the thing speaks out of there. Because by the goyim, it's not a problem. It's no problem with mum. So, but from chusah eiver though is a problem. So semela. So we say, Lekami, the Yisrael Shari, Ben Noach Aser. It's also for Ben Noach, it's also for Yisrael. That says Kasha. Because we answer, because Gemara says that Kol Mitzvah, that it was Nemel by Nishness, then it's only for Yisrael. You know, right? That's Halacha, right? A Pasuk that was said for the Gayim. It was only said it once. So, what's it then? We say, Nemra v'loi nishnis. We say it's for Jews and not for Goyim. Not for Bnei Noach. Only for Jews. Why? Then, of course, with the Rambam, Milch's Malach, the Rambam says, this the Goyim have to keep the Torah is because the Zayin Mitzvah is not because Noach was Mitzvah and Zayin Mitzvahs. Goyim keep the Torah because it says in the Torah. That's why Goyim have to keep Zayin Mitzvahs. Rambam says. In Perek Tes, Mechutz Malachim. Yeah? The end over there. So, what?
Is it?
Where is it? I think it's Perek Tes, Malachim. Yeah. End of the Perek over there. You press the Tes, one second. Eglis, Mamrim. Hey, Malachim. Amun writes, end of Perek Ches. Amun says, Moish Lenech Latayr El Yisrael, Hain Tziva. Oh, they have to Mekabel the Mitzvahs. Oh. Kol Mekabel Shem Mitzvahs. Second. He's Mechtizu Mesayilam. Who should kabbal oisam? The yasa oisam. This is perak ches alok yin aleph. Mifnei she tziva behem akash baruch hu b'tayra. Tziva behem akash baruch hu b'tayra. V'yidienu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu shemenoich mekoyden esnava behem. Alam osam mifnei hechra das. Ein zeh getay zeh. Rama says very clearly that you have to do what it says in Tayra. So Mela, if it only says it once, then we say that it's tziva for Klal Yisrael. Torah is given to Klal Yisrael. If it says it twice, we say it's for Klal Yisrael and for the first pasuk is for Menachem, the second pasuk is for us. So Meila, by even though a guy Yeah? A guy, Mechus Eiv, is also possible. But if we wouldn't have another Pasuk to tell us, even by a Jew, then we'd say the Pasuk is only by a guy. It's only now that we have a Pasuk even by a Jew, Mela, the Pasuk, an extra Pasuk for guy. All right, let's start now.